This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Insanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, a big part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hope you had a great weekend. I did. I enjoyed myself tremendously. Yeah, what I do is all I got to do is keep myself busy and forget all the other garbage going on. Anyway, a lot happened over the weekend. What? You're just like, yeah. If I had tap dancing shoes, I would do that. Always appreciate it. You know, don't you love over the weekend? Now, Kimberly Moran's going to join me after the first break here. We got a lot to talk about. I've got a lot to talk about with her. I don't know what she's going to do. But the all this fake news talk, right? The Russians are involved now and the Russians sway. How do they sway the election? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be involved in the conversation, or send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I'm amazed at this. So apparently, spewing the truth can sway an election. What do you think of that, right? The horror of it all. Oh my God, I can't even imagine. And they're complaining that if you really dig down deep, simply what they're complaining about is the fact that by revealing all those DNC emails, if that's truly what the Russians did, I'm not so sure that that's what they did, but by revealing all of those, it swayed the opinion of people on Hillary Clinton. Here's the problem, though. I still say the same thing. This wasn't a Trump victory. This wasn't a victory for the Republicans. I wish they'd get this straight. This was a victory against politicians. This was a victory against 60 years of oppression from a party that keeps telling blacks, Hispanics, my other minorities, women, gays, lesbians, transgenders, we're for you. We're willing to help you out. We're for you. And the funny thing about this, every little group gets their little tidbit, their little morsel, and they think they're working for you. It's not true. It is the progressive left. It's almost like a virus with everything they touch. They kill it. It gets worse. And they'll never fess up. Look at Chicago. The murder capital, probably of the world, but the murder capital of the country. If you're looking to commit suicide, that's the place to go. If you can't pull the trigger yourself. I'm not suggesting you go there to get yourself killed, but you could. And where's Mr. Obama on that? I'm just trying to figure out where is he at? What has he said? Other than we need stricter gun laws. They got the strictest gun laws in the country. How much stricter can they possibly get? Seriously. So, I'm tired of hearing, again, you want to talk about fake news? We could go through this. We could do this all night long. Because the fake news, really, for all intents and purposes, it comes from the left. It's propaganda at its finest. See, the nice thing today is, can you imagine if the Germans had the internet? They got a propaganda they could put out. Don't you? How do you get up there? Anyway. I just noticed that Gumby's in the picture. When did that happen? Somebody must have moved him. Look at, see the eyeballs? There you go. All right. Anyway. Yes, I'm easily distracted. Hey, look, you got a little green and orange guy staring at me. What do you want me to do? Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, truly, I'm always, I want to thank you for listening and tuning in. You know, we're gonna talk a lot today about the attack on Christianity. It happens every year, but we're not too swift, because every year we just sit back, wait for it to happen, and complain about it. We need to get on the front end of this. So the ACLU now is suing an Indiana town over a cross on the top of its Christmas. Oh, my God. Think of the damage that'll do to everybody who drives by it. They go into convulsions, right? And that most people do when they see a cross. They go into convulsions. They don't know what to do with themselves. So the American Civil Liberties Union is taking aim at a small Indiana town's Christmas tree. Now the ACLU of Indianapolis is suing the town of Kingston, or I guess it's Knightston, over a Christmas tree because it includes a lighted cross at the top of the tree. It was only recently that the town has faced opposition over the cross at the top of the tree. A couple of weeks ago, they had a crowd here, said Knightston residents Mark Tompkins. Everybody was here. Everybody was fine with it, but now you got one person, you know, one. One bonehead has to ruin it for everybody. Because what, and this is the society we've allowed to happen over the last years. Right? I mean, it's no longer what's for the greater good. It's no longer what the greater good wants. Now it's whatever person can make the most amount of noise is the one that gets their way. Tompkins disagrees with the ACLU lawsuit, even though his relative is the plaintiff. The ACLU said in the lawsuit that Joseph Tompkins takes issue with the cross because it violates the separation of church and state. The lawsuit, which was filed Thursday, says he's been forced to come into unwelcome contact with the display, causing him irreparable harm. I'm sure it's nothing that $50,000 to $100,000 wouldn't take care of, don't you think? Kimberly Moran joins me after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
I don't know.
No comment.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, meantime.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. And please, please, please get involved. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there on the website. We have a live Facebook feed going on. We got all kinds of crazy stuff happening up there. On that interweb thing going on. Anyway, Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week here. Kimberly, thanks for being with me tonight.
Cat got your tongue?
Cat got my... No, I got my own tongue. I mean, it's just... I can't get that thing to work sometimes, no matter what I do. At least it's not like, hey, not like it was back in the East Coast when it got really cold. You couldn't use anything. Your jaw wouldn't even move.
Oh, it was almost like that yesterday.
Yeah. Hey, you're the one that wants to stay there in that crazy place. It's gotten even worse since I moved away. Maybe it was me keeping it sane. But, you know, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, they've gotten even crazier with some of the social issues there since I've moved away, like almost 30 years ago now. You know?
Well, social issues in general have gotten crazier in 3 years, right?
Yep, I'll give you that one. So let me finish up this one I had from the last segment, but I want you to weigh in on this. Here you go. You have a Christmas tree that's been in this town for 183,000 years, and all of a sudden, one guy in town, one bonehead in town, of all the people, decides to contact, goes out of his way to contact the ACLU to file a lawsuit because he has to look at this cross on the top of the tree, right? And I was just saying before we went off to break, I said, he says it's caused him irreparable harm. Although I said, I know exactly how to fix this. You give him about 50 or 60 grand, and I'm sure he'll feel much better about the whole situation, and this whole thing will go away. So
my question is, why does he have to see this? Is it in front of his house? Does he live across the street from Town Hall?
No, not at all. I mean, he's got to go buy it at some point in time.
He has to potentially drive by Town Hall to actually see the tree, right?
Right, so go a different way, right?
So if I were a judge, I'd say, shut up and get out of my courtroom right now.
Well,
and then pay the tax back for any court costs.
So what he tried to do, because some of these cases have been dismissed in the past, like for the same reason, look the other way, it's not a big deal kind of thing. So he's going on the fact that it's tax dollars. It's tax dollars being used for religious symbol. So the townspeople have decided they're all going to pitch in and make sure that the city doesn't pay a nickel for the cross and see really where he's coming from, and we'll see where that goes after this. But we see this every year coming into what I call the Christmas season. We see this every year. People can't control themselves, and it's such a big deal because they see a cross somewhere. I had a guy write me an email once when we were having a conversation about, those little crosses they put by the side of the road when somebody dies?
Yeah.
Right? And that was supposed to be a separation of church and state. I said, are you a moron? Why don't you go tell that grieving mother who put that sign up there, why don't you go tell her that she's got to pull it down because we have to have separation of church and state? I mean, people have lost their minds over this stuff, haven't they?
Oh, and this is one of the type of people that would want all the crosses to be taken down at Arlington Cemetery.
Yes.
So, these people just need to shut up and sit down, basically. It's okay. It's okay if you don't like these, don't appreciate them, but don't make it something out of nothing. Someone's forcing or shoving religion down your throat because of a cross on a Christmas tree at Town Hall.
Yeah, I love that. And more and more towns are being sued to stop using the term Christmas. Now they want you to only use the term holiday tree, this is getting totally out of hand. And speaking of that, the whole snowflake, it's really funny. These snowflakes, when you ask them about Christmas, though, and we'll give them this much, they don't care. They don't care if you call it a Christmas tree. They don't care if you call it, they don't care what you call it, okay? With some of these other lunatics, you cannot call it a Christmas tree. You sent me over a story about what was that song? Baby, It's Cold Outside? Remember that one?
Baby, It's Cold Outside. Yes, classic. It's not even a Christmas song, but it's a holiday song. Everybody listens to it in the winter and around Christmas because, it's a Dean Martin classic.
Yeah, but you know what that's all about, though, right? Because it's supposed to be about, what is that called, the rape culture thing? Right?
Yeah, the left has decided that this song is about date rape and about him, the man trying to force this woman to stay at his house. Maybe he put something in her drink, so they're talking about roofies and oh my God, for real. Oh, it's a song about two people who really have a lot of...
Now the version I'm looking at, right? It's Lady Gaga. Well, it's Lady Gaga, so she's really not going anywhere, right? I mean, seriously, pretty much any guy, anywhere, anyhow. So.
No. It's her trying to convince him to stay.
Oh, it is? Oh, a new version?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we got to... Because that's true equality. Don't you know that?
Yeah, no, it's funny. But the thing is, they're making this song out of nothing. I mean, the song is clearly... No one probably ever even put any thought into this song, really. But it's about two people who have a hots for each other. It's just that back then, it was inappropriate for a single woman to be staying at a man's house because premarital sex it was frowned upon, unlike today where it's, you know, sleep with everything under the sun. You know, they promote Planned Parenthood in kindergarten. So, you know, these people just, they want to make something out of nothing. It's like, don't listen to the song if you don't want, like it.
Well,
it's not a big deal.
I love it. But why date rape? Why is everything about the date rape culture or the rape culture, what have you? I mean, is it? And I don't want to go down this road because it's an old complaint. You know, it's just they have to be offended. But they're out looking for something wrong in pretty much everything, aren't they?
I think, and I wrote about this today at the Federalist Papers Project. I think that this tells a lot about these people, how demented they are and disturbed they are. They have violent tendencies. They are evil people, and they project that on everyone else.
Yeah, and it has to be. That's the thing I think is funny about this, is it has to be date rape. It can't be anything else but just a lighthearted, funny song. We can't do lighthearted anymore because they don't know how.
No, they are serious about everything. Even when they're making fun of other people, they're serious when they're making fun of them. They really believe the things they're saying. Don't watch it if you don't like it. Turn the TV off. Turn the radio off. If you don't like something that's visually unappealing to you, don't look at it. Don't drive by it. You know, go around the other street so you don't have to see it. Give me a break.
Be a grown-up. That's our theme for the day. Be a grown-up. We'll be back in a minute. Kimberly Warren joins me. Don't go far. Got a lot more we want to talk about after the break. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
What music was music? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is in real time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see, we got Troy from Amarillo. God, well, we got Camarillo here. It's spelled the same way, we just don't know how to speak English. Oh, you're already going to start? We're not even into this an hour yet? All right, here we go. And Gene from Nebraska. Man, you guys must be cold. Zell, Minneapolis, you are cold. I know you're cold. I see what you're right. Shelly from Colorado. Hey, guys, thanks so much for joining me tonight. I do appreciate you being part of the conversation, paying attention, chiming in. You can always send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And again, really, really so much. And Helen from California, you got time to get out, Helen. Start packing now, lady. I mean, we are done. I mean, look at I've got another friend of mine who just became a California senator. He was an assemblyman, and he just moved up into the Senate. Somebody sent me a story about California passing a bill that might be able. They might. Now the bill doesn't actually say this in it because, you know, they're pretty sneaky out here. And what'll happen is if you meet certain criteria, the state can actually take your kids away from you under child neglect laws. And they're beefing up the laws. So, you know, if you're one of those people that homeschools and maybe you force your kid to go to church and maybe you won't give your kid vaccinations, I go down a whole list of stuff. And all of a sudden the state shows up at your door one day and is like, listen, you're not a good parent. We're going to throw them in a foster home because we know much better than you. And foster homes never abuse children, so that's good. But that's the road they're going down. So I called him and I said to him, this can't be true, right? This law cannot be written this way. And he just kind of chuckled and said, actually, no, it's not written that way, but the loopholes they left was exactly for that to be able to happen. So he's going to introduce another bill to counter that and to try to make sure. But we don't know if the loons are going to sign it. So if you've got kids and if you've got young kids, if you really love your kids, get out of here. Hi, Kimberly. Kimberly Moran joins me from New England, another communist area of the country.
Not New Hampshire yet.
Oh, come on, but you're working on it. You know that's true.
We just voted in. The Republicans now run the governor's office, the executive council, the Senate, and the House.
Mm. Woo-hoo! Yeah, you saw
so
that.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I was gonna say you saw where that got us before, right? I mean, whoopee ding. But we'll hit more on that.
Well, we haven't had a Republican governor in a long time. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
We'll see. You know, I mean, yeah, exactly. We'll really see where this gets us. I hope these guys. I'm not there. I haven't got the warm fuzzy yet, Kimberly. I'm looking at Paul Ryan. I'm listening to what some of these people are saying. And I know we shouldn't give Trump every single thing he wants. I know we're supposed to check him. I get all of that. But I don't like some of the way I'm hearing Ryan talk about certain issues, including the wall. You know, well, I don't know if we're really going to build a wall. We are going to make it secure. We do have to secure our border. And it's like, really? Okay. Anyhow. New movie this weekend, apparently, that came out. Miss Sloan. And it's the new gun control thriller. What is a gun control thriller? You got to tell me that first, because I'm totally lost here.
I don't even know why they call it a thriller. the movie is about supposedly this woman who is a lobbyist, and she starts working for the Brady campaign or something like that, and she goes up against the gun lobby. And, you know, they don't talk about the ending of the movie and talk about the whole thing, but apparently the movie did the worst ever of movies since the early 1980s. Yeah. At the box office this weekend.
It opened at a 35-year low. These people.
Yeah, what do you expect?
Yeah, these people are so out of touch with reality. It's pathetic, isn't it? I mean.
Yeah. the gun ownership has been increasing. The biggest increase in gun ownership has been women over the past decade.
Mm-hmm.
And these people keep pushing gun control. And what they don't seem to realize, they like to demonize the NRA as the gun lobby, but in reality, the gun lobby is every single man and woman who owns a firearm in this country. Because even if they aren't out there fighting for Second Amendment rights and fighting against gun control, they will fight for their Second Amendment rights at the ballot box. They're not going to vote for gun control. Ooh, I got to watch my mouth. Gun control.
Thank you.
I stopped myself.
No, but, so. They're not.
So, it premiered exactly as we thought it should. It failed. Who is going to watch this movie? First of all, it's going to be filled with BS. Complete BS. I could not watch it. I could not go to a theater and watch this because I would be yelling, "That's BS. This is a fact." That, you know what I mean? I would just be yelling through the whole thing.
No,
they need to find a liberal place showing it and have.
Well, they should show it in California and New York. And it said the movie pulled in $1,167 on the average at the 1,600 different theaters across the country. It made a total of just under $2 million, meaning it was the 11th highest grossing movie in the country. It is number 79 on the Box Office Mojo's list as the worst opening weekend per theater since 1982. But this is nothing new because you would think that Hollywood, they want to make the money, right? They want to pull the money in. And I made fun of, what was it, Noah. When they made the movie Noah. Now, unless you've really been in a coma your whole life, most people know about the movie Noah, and they know about, the earth being flooded and the whole nine yards or what have you. So the Hollywood type said, "Hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make these biblical movies because everybody likes those Christian movies, and we want to make some money. But we're going to tweak it a little bit, okay? Because the way God writes it ain't so cool. So we're going to redo Noah. So it has to do with this. They were eating too much meat, and that's why God flooded the earth. So they put that movie out there, and what did it do? I think it went to DVD within 2 weeks. I mean, it flopped big time." At the same time, another movie came, right? Remember, it came out, there was another movie called Noah that came out, was verbatim with the Bible, and it was a box office smash. They don't get it.
No, they don't get it, and that's the thing. And Holly weirdos are the ones who are pushing, pop culture, right? People go to a movie, they see things in a movie, ooh, that's going to be the next trend, whatever. But they're not understanding, and the gun control lobby doesn't understand that people have had enough of their lies, because as soon as people hear what they're telling is lies and find out the truth, they're not happy. And you tell one person, and that one person tells another and another and another. So I don't understand why people keep pushing the same lies when they're debunked over and over and over and over. I mean, a five-year-old could debunk the gun control lobby with their lies.
Just hang
out. I'm not even kidding.
Hang out in Chicago. You can debunk that in a heartbeat. It's really bad out there. So listen, I know I'm kind of throwing this at you last minute here, but One of the things I saw just before I went on the air is, you know, Mr. Obama came out and, you know, he's on this, I don't know if it's a drug stupor. I don't know if he's taking so many hits off the crack pipe that he just can't come back to reality. But he's running around the world and this country talking how much safer the country is. And, you know, how much better it is economically, how much better women are doing, how much better the LGBTQ community is doing. Just, he's the savior. The only thing I haven't physically seen him do is part the Mississippi River or something. I mean, it's just amazing to me. Sick. It's a sickness, is it not?
Oh, of course it is. It's a mental disorder. But listen, he's doing this because he knows he was repudiated by the voters across the country, across every most of the states. He and his failed policies and progressivism were repudiated readily, handily by voters. Over the past 8 years, voters have said to him, "You suck, buddy. We aren't doing better. We aren't better off. We are worse off, and it's because of you and your policies." So now he's got to run around and say, I'm really great. Anything that's really good. And really dumb people will believe him. I mean, people actually think he was the greatest president ever, which makes me want to hurl. But they will believe him because he's saying it. Because they don't care what the truth is. They don't care that our GDP is horrifying. They don't care that there's 95 million people out of the workforce. They don't care that he's the minimum wage president, part-time job president. They don't care that Obamacare has increased health care costs so much that regular people who always had health care could no longer afford it, even though they pay for the outrageous health care premium.
I went to a lunch today, and I was sitting across from somebody who calls themselves a conservative, and they actually said to me that Obamacare was good, but the only thing they could base it on was one family member that was able to get it. So because that one family member was able to get it, made it good. Not looking at the total picture here and how much damage it's actually done. Listen, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll, or head over to Facebook. We have a live feed going on there, under The Real Side, and you can talk to people. I'm looking in there. There are people that are much smarter than I am. I mean, seriously. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week. I guess it catch up from the weekend and all the crazy stuff that went on the week before. I'm really, I got to tell you, though, we were talking about this on the other side of the, before the break, and the president has really ratcheted up. Or just, he's just doing so much more weed, he can't control himself or something. With all these wonderful things that he's done for the economy, for people as a whole. I mean, the fact that we have more people, we've got more people living in what I call the misery index than ever before, it's just amazing to me. And he thinks he's done a better job for us. The fact that we've got, 94 million or 95 million Americans out of work still, and they want to try to sell us that we have a 4.6% unemployment rate. I guess the people that keep coming, hitting that, what is it? Is it 92 or 99 weeks that you can get unemployment for? I guess once you get there, you've automatically found a job once you come off of unemployment or something. I don't know. But he's very...
No, I think the 99 weeks was only the first couple of years he was in office. It was normally, it's a state-run program, and it's normally 3 to 6 months.
Really?
I don't think it's just 99 weeks anywhere anymore.
Yeah, because ours was, I think here it was 26 weeks at one point. But it doesn't matter, though. The thing behind it is once you come off of there, it seems like they don't take into consideration that you're out of work. You must have found work even though you ran out of time. You know what I'm saying?
They just don't count you. Yeah, they don't count. They do not count in the unemployment numbers people who could be working but aren't in the workforce but aren't on unemployment. They only count people who are on unemployment and people who are working. So they're leaving out 95 million Americans who could be working but aren't. And, you know, granted, some of these people might be retired. Some maybe left the workforce to stay at home with their kids or maybe they did something else. But the point is there's millions of people out of the workforce who could be working and aren't.
No, and they don't take, again, you're right, they don't take into that consideration. If you look at the U6 numbers up on the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they show you how many people have either dropped off or eligible to work and don't. You know, you've got people that were on unemployment and they moved over to disability. We saw the disability numbers go through the roof because they couldn't find a job. And it wasn't because, I don't know how you get hurt when you're on unemployment. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's kind of hard to do that and move over to disability from the job. So, I don't know how they did it. I know that we're paying out all kinds of money. I know that the last number I checked, you know, 52 or 53% of Americans run some kind of government aid, whether that's, you know, welfare, food stamp, whatever it is, they're getting some kind of help. And I'm not discounting the people who, you know, paid into Social Security all their lives. I'm talking about the ones that are getting help from the government because they're in a bad way. We're not out of the bad way yet. I don't know how they're trying to sell this. And Nancy Pelosi, my God. You talk about being in a bad way. She's telling the reporters when she's out and about that the Americans didn't want or don't want a different direction. Now you see why I think they're smoking crack?
Oh, I saw that, and I'm like, she is completely out of touch. I mean, have you been to San Francisco? She lives in this elitist bubble that has no idea what regular Americans even are like. She probably has no idea what a regular American looks like. Never mind what they're experiencing and what they need or what they want out of life. She is just completely off her rocker. She should seriously be put away into an asylum, and someone needs to throw away the key. As a matter of fact, most of the people in the Democrat Party, which really should be called the delusional, neurotic communist party, should be just locked up and thrown away because they're insane. Not locked up in prison, locked up in an asylum because they are insane.
Well,
they don't understand what's going on in the world. They don't face the reality that their policies are failures. It's just, I don't get it. I've been dealing with this for years, but after having this election happen, they still don't get it. They want to blame the Russians. Come on.
Well, now they're backpedaling. Now they're talking about fraud. They're talking about what the Russians might have done, and now what is it? The I can't think of the guy's name. The one that ran Clinton's campaign. Podesta.
John Podesta.
Yeah. So Podesta's now calling. He wants the electoral vote kind of frozen until they all get briefed on exactly what the Russians did, because, you know, that'll change it. They'll all vote for Hillary at that point in time.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know what, Mr. Podesta? Go away. Go back, crawl back under your rock, and go away. The only thing they blamed the Russians for before the election were they're the ones who were outing the DNC over those emails, which just showed how corrupt, lying, hateful, and anti-American the DNC actually is. That's the only thing that they claim. Not even proven. The fact that they're doing this shows that they have no respect for our Constitution. They have no respect for our system. And the fact that they suddenly care about voter fraud now, when we've been trying to stop it for all these years, I don't think so.
Yeah, I find this just totally amazing to me. You know, I'm looking at you look at the DNC emails that came out. You look at the information that was put out there, and they struggled. You're right, and they squirmed with all of that. But the bottom line is, all they did was tell the truth on how the DNC actually felt about the average person. Now, you know, you see the voting in New York, you see the voting in California and other places where there's a very concentrated kind of liberal group of people. And, of course, the Democrats got the vote there. Of course, everything went their way. They vote. But when you got to middle America, when you got to real, and forgive me, I'm not saying that people who live in New York or L.A. are not real Americans, but when you got to the hardworking Americans over the middle of the country, they were totally taken advantage of by the Democrats. Well, they've been taken advantage of by the Democrats for years, but now they're really, in this last election, they were really taken advantage of. When people feel like you've just, there's an expectation, you have an expectation they're going to vote for you, no matter what you haven't done for them. I mean, again, the Democratic Party, by electing Nancy Pelosi, I think is guaranteed a win for the Republicans in 4 more years, or in 2 years and then in 4 years, unless they really change things.
No, absolutely. And have you seen the people they want for the heads of the DNC? One of them is the Democrat Party chair in New Hampshire. The guy is horrifying. Not only does he despise most people, but he's a horrifying, creepy little man. Perfect for the DNC. But then Keith Ellison, whatever. Oh, yeah, both two are going to go over well. Just keep taking it. Kill the party dead. Go for it. Please. Yeah. Please do. Because you know what? Your party is horrific. They can't stand this country. They can't stand the majority of Americans. They'd rather have us be, you know, worldly people and have everyone be a world without borders so that we're not our own, you know, country. So get by. See ya. Take a walk. Any Republican.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying.
You're done too.
Yeah, I mean, when you hear the MSNBC and CNN, you know, the alphabet networks, when you hear their people who can't even get on the same page as to why we should look into the Russians. I mean, the reality is the only thing you're going to find out is what? That they hacked it. Maybe they did hack the DNC and they released emails that told the American people what the Dems, how the Dems really feel about Americans. On top of that.
Yeah. That's just finding out the truth. It's something you and I knew all along. But, oh, now it's in writing, and it's in their own words. And people didn't want to believe us.
And they never denied it. Did you notice that? They never denied it. They never said, no. That's a lie. Somebody played with those emails. Not a one.
No, they admitted. They admitted by admitting what was said in the emails, and then Donna Brazile getting in trouble. Remember? They admitted those were all true.
Yeah, and she
so
would.
All those emails.
Well, you know what was funny was when Megyn Kelly was asking Donna Brazile about the email, about getting the questions ahead of time, and she was peppering her with questions, and what did she say? As a black Christian woman, I know what it's like to be persecuted, and I'm not going to sit here. I'm thinking, what? This isn't persecution. Answer the question. It ain't that hard. This is not persecution.
It is if you're a Democrat and you're caught in a lie. Half the time they don't answer it, or they stammer and they deflect.
You mean like your teenager, right? All right, listen, we're almost up against time, and you were supposed to ask me about cookies. Remember you said you made some cookies this weekend?
Oh, yeah, tell me about your mother's.
And you were running, yeah, my mother's probably listening now. Thanks a lot. But every year at Christmas, my mother makes homemade biscottis and pizzelis, and she sends them out to me, okay? But the poor woman doesn't quite know how to pack the pizzelis. So what I get is I get pizzeli cereal when she sends them to me. Because it's little crumbs, little pieces, and all that stuff. And I always feel bad because I know how hard she works to do it, to make it. And that, and I'm surprised the post office doesn't arrest her because it looks like, when those packages come in, it looks like the, what was that guy that was,
That's why it's cereal.
That's why it's cereal. Yeah, that's pretty much. Okay, listen, you got about 15 seconds. Tell people where to find you.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, the Federal State First Project, Granite Rock, and you can find me on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
Well, I always appreciate your time with me. That's Kimberly Marin. Listen, come back in the next hour because we got a lot going on with fake news. I'm going to beat up fake news. I'm going to make you throw up. You're going to hear so much about fake news. If you're on Facebook, we got to reset at the top of the hour, so come on back. Don't leave me here alone. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see you on the Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.